has, I suppose, saved more lives already than any lifeboat round the coast. But none of these little things begin to satisfy me yet, he told me nearly a year ago. Either they increase the central energy without affecting the nerves, or they simply increase the available energy by lowering the nervous conductivity. And all of them are unequal and local in their operation. One wakes up the heart and viscera and leaves the brain stupefied. One gets at the brain champagne fashion and does nothing good for the solar plexus. And what I want, and what, if it's an earthly possibility, I mean to have, is a stimulant that stimulates all round. That wakes you up for a time from the crown of your head to the tip of your great toe, and makes you go two, or even three, to everybody else's one. Hmm? That's the thing I'm after. It would tire a man, I said. Not a doubt of it. And you'd eat double or treble, and all that. But just think what the thing would mean. Imagine yourself with a little phial like this. He held up a little bottle of green glass and marked his points with it. And in this precious phial is the power...